Looks like most of you took Brother Tim's words to heart, huh? Got here early? I used to see such a big group in here. It's great to see you all. Welcome to Pilgrim Camp. I know Brother Tim has probably already welcomed you, and most of you have. Anybody here for the first time? Pilgrim Camp for the first time? Well, no, we got a few. Good. Good. Well, welcome. Welcome to Pilgrim Camp. My name is Brother John Schultheis. I'm from New Jersey. You won't have to worry about me too much. Just a little while this evening, a little Sunday morning, but just know that we here in Watch Rock are going to be are praying for you. Not we're going to be. We have been praying for you, and we're going to continue. So we believe that God's going to bless you and that you will receive everything that he wants for you. Let's start. We're going to use this one, the white one. This is the official camp songbook, version 2.0. I'm going to turn to number one, song number one. Because number one's always a good place to start, but because this reflects the theme that you folks are going to be hearing about the next couple of days. So let's sing number one. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And if you don't know, that's one of the themes of Pilgrim Camp. If you just look over either one of my shoulders, right? Holiness unto the Lord. Let's do it, Brother Paul. Would you like to stand? Let's stand. Many different people here from different churches. I don't know what your church is like, where you come from, but here at Pilgrim Camp, we believe in just freely worshiping God. Just tell him that you love him. Tell him that he's worthy. One of the big words around here, we all speak Hebrew. We use hallelujah. It's Hebrew for praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Perhaps you're used to that. Perhaps that's new to you. Doesn't matter. You praise the Lord, you worship him the way you feel comfortable. And maybe you'll get comfortable doing a few other things too while you're here this weekend. But I want to just simply encourage you to just open your heart, acknowledge that God is here. It says where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. I think we got that covered. Okay, even way back there, we got it covered. All right, even on that couch, we got it covered. Doesn't matter where you are, he's here. His presence is here. You've been invited. We believe here at Pilgrim Camp throughout its history that nobody just shows up here, but people come because God calls them. This place is backed up by so much prayer. And we believe, and God has said by His Spirit, that people just don't show up here randomly. God calls them. God draws them. And so you just keep your heart open. Just acknowledge that God is here. Jesus loves you. The Holy Spirit is here to reveal Jesus to you and to do a work in your heart while you're here and in your life. Maybe it'll be a revolutionary change that you'll experience. Maybe it'll just be one thought that'll strike you that you'll take home with you when you go. Whatever it may be, just say, Lord, here I am. I'm here. What do you want to do for me? What do you have for me? I acknowledge your greatness. I acknowledge your power, your holiness. You work for me. You do for me what only you can do. And so we're going to sing that chorus one more time. And I just want you to open your heart. If you're used to our style of worship, worship. But whatever it may be, just acknowledge God. He is holy. He is here. Come before His presence. Glorify His name. Let's sing that last chorus one more time. Brother Paul, can we? Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yourself. Just concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself. Let's sing it. You know it.
So forget about yourself.
Concentrate on Him.
Concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate.
our eyes are upon you, O Lord. Our eyes are upon you, Lord Jesus.
I know we have a lot to do this evening, a lot to hear, some organizational things to go over, so we want to move on right away. I've been given just a few minutes to give just a few introductory remarks. When I heard what your topic was going to be, the holiness of God, the issue of holiness, of course, that's very near and dear to us here at Pilgrim Camp, which many of you know. But as I thought about that theme, that is such an incredible theme. Now, anything you talk about God is incredible, because God is just beyond our comprehension. That's why he's God. You know, if we could understand him, then he really wouldn't be God. But the thing about holiness, as opposed to some of the other qualities of God, you know, God is omnipotent, right? Couple of those words, those big words, meaning he can do anything, okay? He's omnipotent. He can do anything. But God never said, I'm omnipotent, I want you to be omnipotent. He doesn't say that, does he? God is omniscient, right? He knows everything. He knows it all. There's nothing that God does not know. But God never said, I'm omniscient, I know everything, so I want you to know everything. He never says that. God is omnipresent. Means he's everywhere at once. He's here, he's in another church perhaps, or another believer's house, or whatever. Maybe he's in a place that you would never suspect. Maybe his presence has gone there after a sinner and is dealing with that soul just now. But God never said, I'm omnipresent, so I want you to be omnipresent. Never said that, does he? Did he? He never said that. Never asks us that. God is holy. God is holy. I'm not going to say much about it because that's why you're here. But God does say, I am holy, so you be holy. It is one of the characteristics of God that he says, I want you to be that too. You're going to learn about that. And it's going to be, I believe, it's going to be more than just getting a lot of great information, Bible study, practical advice, but the power of the Holy Spirit. It's going to make that real to you these days. Perhaps it's an issue some of you have never thought about. Perhaps it's an issue that you've thought about and said, I don't think that's for me. Maybe that's for like holy people. That's for saints, you know, those kinds of people. But I don't know. I live in Brooklyn. Or I live in New Jersey, you know, the Jersey Shore. Or I'm from. That's not really for me. You know, I just want to share three verses with you, with one comment on each, as I thought and prayed about you guys coming here for these days. And the first one is what we just sang. It's taken from 1 Chronicles 16, and it says, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The beauty of holiness. Now, I don't know about you, but I think most of us go through life looking for beauty. Right? We want things to be beautiful. So many people come up here to Pilgrim Camp. I know some have come up here for the first time this week and said, I can't believe how beautiful. I was looking around. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. When something works out just right, we say, oh, that was beautiful, man. That was beautiful. Or maybe you're looking for that beauty. Right? Unless we're looking for that beauty, weren't we, Brother Tim? And by God's grace, right, Brother Isaac? We found her. Or maybe,
you know, ladies, you know, you're looking for, you don't necessarily use that term beautiful for guys. I know sometimes you do. But you're looking for that Prince Charming. We're looking for that beauty. We're looking for that happily ever after. Everybody's searching for it. Well, I got news for you. The Bible tells us that holiness is beautiful. The beauty of holiness. Are you searching for beauty in your life? As you listen this week, this weekend, as you hear, as you meditate, as you think, as you discuss, as you question, are you searching for beauty? I think the answer might be right in front of you. The other verse is when these are all verses we're so familiar with here in our, if you read the Bible. How about this one? In your presence is fullness of joy. Now, if you're in God's presence, if God is holy, his presence is holy. And what does it say about the presence of God? It's dull. It's boring. I told the folks the other night, you know, we could be honest. I'm not a young person anymore, but it hasn't been that long ago. When I was your age, maybe a little younger, I thought holiness meant two things. Man, God is going to send me to Africa as a missionary, which I didn't think was that bad, because I thought that'd be kind of cool. You know, maybe wrestle a few lions, you know, do some stuff like that. But he was going to make me marry somebody ugly. Somebody I wasn't attracted to. God was going to say, that's the one. It's funny, the ideas we get sometimes, don't we? Well, I got news for you. Some of you, your ideas of holiness ain't that much better. Because you've heard about holiness. Maybe you've heard about it in church. Maybe you've read about it. You're like, well, no, thanks. Well, in God's presence, in the presence of pure, unadulterated holiness, is fullness of joy. Are you looking for happiness? Is there anybody here that really wants to be miserable? We could put you to work in the kitchen. Now, I know Brother Rich is a good boss. He's a good man to work for, but it's hot. And there's a lot of work that goes on. And I know Brother Vim always has a smile on his face. But it's tough work. You know, and they could give you a couple extra pots to scrub if you need to, if you really want to be miserable. Nobody wants to be miserable, right? We're kidding around. But we don't want to be miserable. We want to be happy. We want to be happy. You guys want to be happy. Well, I got news for you. Even old folks want to be happy, too. You didn't corner the market on that. We still want to be happy, too. That's why we drive so slow on the highway. Because we know making you upset makes us happy. No, I'm kidding. You know that. But we want to be happy. In your presence is fullness of joy. You want to be happy? The answer may be right in front of you this weekend. And then I end with this. This verse from Romans 10, also quoted from the Torah, where the Lord says through Moses, and then the writer, Paul, the writer of Romans, quotes it again. He says this, the word, God's word to us, it's near you. It's near you. It's not way up there. It's not way up there. It's right down here. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. It's right in front of you. You might think holiness is just some, you know, up there somewhere, you know. We think that way. Because I thought that way. I'm not making this up to... this is the way I thought about holiness. But I got news for you. Holiness is as relevant as today's news. It's as relevant as you sitting right there, right now. Your questions, your thinking about your life, your plans, your doubts, your fears, whatever. Holiness is relevant to that right here and now. Holiness is for you. And my prayer for you, And my encouragement to you is, as you hear these things, ask yourself those questions. Do I want beauty in my life? This may be it right here. This could just possibly be the answer I was looking for. You're looking for joy? I know a lot of people wrestle with despair. They wrestle with depression. I know. I was a school teacher for 32 years. I had several students in my career take their own lives because of depression, despair. I know. I taught in a very wealthy district where they all drove better cars than I did. The kids all drove to school in BMWs and Jaguars, and they killed themselves because they wrestled with despair, doubt. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Perhaps that joy is right in front of you for the taking. You think this is just some big, you know, spiritual kind of thing, and you're just kind of here for a good time. And I hope you're here for a good time. You should be. You know, I know these guys. Some of them I counseled when they were little guys. Now they're big guys, and I'm the old guy. You're going to have a good time. You're going to have fun. But know that this topic is so relevant to you, where you are, where you live, where you go to school, your family, your block, your neighborhood, your job. This topic is relevant for every single part of your life. Listen with an open heart. Say, Lord, open my ears. Open my eyes. Open my heart. I got a feeling some of you are in for a life-changing weekend. God's presence is here. God has invited you. He has something he wants to do. And maybe it might just be that he wants to help you to understand, and not just understand, but to be holy. His call to us is, be holy, for I am holy. He wants us to be like himself. Brother Paul, could we sing the camp theme song, just the chorus? The theme song of this camp is Holiness Unto the Lord. If you don't know it, it's in that hymnal book, the brown one, page 385, I believe it is. Did I get the right number? I've been calling that out a lot of times. Is it 385, Brother Paul, in the hymnal? Just in case you don't know the words, we're only going to sing the chorus. And then I'm going to turn it over to Brother Tim, so you guys can let a cheer. All right, finally. All right, here we go.
Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along.